Good morning. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is August 20th, 2025, 10:01 a.m. And I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. Before anything else, will you please join me in standing and pledging our allegiance to the great country we have?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, regarding opening comments, I just have one thing I want to point out. And I mean, it's a good thing that North Dakota's economy, and especially the energy economy, has grown and developed the way it has. But I think back decades ago when, it would be almost breaking news. Community had some startup that was going to be 8 or 10 jobs. On Monday, they broke ground up by Epping and Wheelock on the Bison Generation Station. What was it, $3.7 billion project that is going to increase North Dakota's baseload electric capacity by almost 50%. And, there was news about it when the approvals and when the concept came out and along the way. But really, I haven't heard much about the groundbreaking. I didn't really realize it until I saw Basin's construction report that they were starting Monday. So pretty monumental day, I think, in North Dakota's evolution and in our future. To have a baseload plant like that operational, it's not only is going to be very helpful in our production of electricity, but also is going to be helpful in a combination of being able to produce more oil because there's somewhere to go with the gas and also reducing flaring. So, wonderful thing there, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert.
Good morning. Well said, Randy. Very historical day yesterday with starting the Bison Generation. mine's more on a personal thing. Driving to work, you see the buses are rolling. More activity. I go up by Bismarck High, so all the high school students, the school year has kicked off, so I just want to wish everyone, the teachers, to the custodian, everyone involved in education, thank you for your service. That's just amazing profession, and God bless you. But I wish the students, too, just a very safe school year.
Commissioner Kringstad?
I don't have anything to add. I concur with both of you.
Okay. We only have one item on the consent calendar, so I move approval of that plus previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And I don't have any portfolio items, so I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert.
Thank you. I move the commission assess a filing fee of $10,000 and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company Deferred Accounting Langdon Repowering Project application case number PU25-226.
Second.
Thank you. On July 16th, Otter Tail filed an application for deferred accounting treatment for the difference between the calculated Langdon Repower Project depreciation included in the base rates and the calculated depreciation expense on the currently approved depreciation life of the asset. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting such a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by October 6, 2025, and if deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Kringstad.
Thank you. I move the commission accept the order adopting ALJ recommended findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC, 6-inch NGL pipeline project, Williams County, citing application case number PU-25-172.
Second.
Thank you. On April 28th, 2025, One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC filed a consolidated application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for an approximately 7.6-mile-long, 6-inch steel natural gas liquids pipeline located in Williams County. On June 4th, the commission deemed the application complete, designated an administrative law judge to serve as a substantive hearing officer, and issued a notice of public hearing scheduled for July 30th in Tioga, North Dakota. The notice identified the following issues to be considered, including will the location and operation of the proposed facility produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? Second, is the proposed facility compatible with the environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources? And finally, will the proposed facility location minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? So this proposed project, known as the Tioga Extension Project, is located entirely in Williams County and originates at the Argent Midstream County Line Plant and terminates at the One Oak Meter site within the Hess Tioga plant. The project, or the proposed project, I should say, has a maximum operating pressure of 1,480 PSIG with a maximum design capacity of 40,000 barrels per day. The anticipated in-service date is the end of this year, and the estimated project cost is $13 million. 76% or 5.8 miles of this project is co-located within existing linear infrastructure corridors. So One Oak initiated correspondence with federal, state, and local agencies, including U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers, North Dakota Game and Fish, North Dakota State Historical Society, the Williams County Commission, and the Williams County Weed Control Board. The commission has established criteria in the law in section 49-22.1-03, and this criteria includes exclusion and avoidance areas. And so by definition, an exclusion area may be located within a corridor, but may not encompass more than 50% of the corridor width unless there is no reasonable alternative. One Oak's studies did identify one exclusion area that included 15 state archaeological and cultural heritage sites within the project corridor, but they are not crossed by the project route. And One Oak will comply with the NDSHPO buffers that are recommended, so no impacts are anticipated. There were no other exclusion areas, and no avoidance areas were located within the project corridor or project route. One Oak has developed a spill prevention control and countermeasure plan, an unanticipated discoveries plan, and a weed management plan. One Oak will employ several methods of leak detection, including a SCADA system to monitor pressure and flow, aerial patrols, and weekly AVO, that stands for audio, visual, and olfactory inspections. Therefore, finding the construction, operation, and maintenance of the project will produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota. The project is compatible with environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources, and the project minimizes adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion. One Oak Bakken Pipelines LLC's Certificate of Corridor Compatibility and Route Permit is approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I maybe wouldn't ordinarily bring this up, but since we don't have much on our calendar today, you know, over the years, we've kind of had some back and forth about co-location. And I get with above-ground facilities like electric power lines, as convenient as it is to collate some co-locate, sometimes, you know, you need to spread them out so that one fire or tornado doesn't take everything out. But with pipelines, I also understand the argument, too, about some landowners get burnt out. Like, I'm already hosting 5 pipelines. Why doesn't my neighbor have to do it once? Mm-hmm. But generally, when there's not a safety reason or something, I think it is better to co-locate when possible. So then maybe some of this was coincidental. It's not a real line project, but real long project. But I guess I kind of specifically commend the company in this case. Over 3/4 of the line is co-located, mm-hmm. and I think that's a good thing in most cases. And so hats off on that one. And you did mention it. I just wanted to highlight it.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay. Just a few announcements here. Remember that our meeting that was scheduled previously for next Wednesday was moved to today. That's this one. So, I mean, it shows up as being canceled on my calendar, but just making sure everyone that's listening understands there is no meeting next Wednesday. And our next regular meeting will be September 10th. September 10th, 10 o'clock here. That's a Wednesday, kind of our normal cycle. That's all I have for announcements. With that, we will stand in recess and take some questions from the press.